Hello, hello. I'm happy that you're here with us this evening on the B&H Family Radio Show on 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Radiohead's Reckoner. That was the first song we played. We're going to have some more stuff coming up. How are we doing tonight, Lukey?
All right. It's a little late. In my cozy clothes. I'm in a nice parka.
Not a parka. What's this called? A cardigan? I'm in a cardigan.
And yeah, Lukey's pants. Looking spiffy in his cardigan and glasses.
I'm feeling pajama-y.
You look pajama. Well, pajama is a more accurate word than spiffy.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, I'm feeling very warm.
That's good.
I do kind of have to pee, which is going to have to be rectified. What else? What's good? Oh, I had Cherry Garcia ice cream tonight. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pint of it.
Yeah.
From Stop and Shop. That's big. But yeah, things are just kind of, you know, we're deep in the grind at this point, Lil. You know?
Yeah, we
deep
are.
Deep in the grind. Mets are winning. Red Sox are losing.
Yep.
That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah.
How the Red Sox did you check the Red Sox score today?
Oh, man. I didn't check the Red Sox score today, but they lost yesterday. Like, home opener. Like, they even, like, got some men on base in the ninth inning, and then they just lost.
That sucks.
They didn't play today, actually.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Mets got to need a W today. 9-6. Their offense has been insane.
Yeah.
They've been scoring, like, 8 runs a game, but their pitching has been poor. Jacob DeGrom had his first start where he gave up more than 3 runs. He had the longest streak in MLB history of games giving up 3 runs or less.
Wow.
Which is insane.
That's impressive.
But he gave up 6 runs
yesterday. Oh. Well, they were talking, that could have been a rough patch. He's been pitching really well, right?
I'm not worried about him, but, you know.
Yeah.
Eventually, you have to have a bad outing, but it was just like,
yeah.
Oh, damn, he's mortal.
You know, the Red Sox have been quite mortal.
Mm.
They have a 25% winning average.
So what? I'm guessing they're like 2-8?
3-9.
Damn. Bummer.
Yeah. But
isn't that a 333 winning percentage?
No. You can't do math.
Wait, I can't do math.
3 plus 9 is 12. 1/4 of 12 is 3. So they've won 3 games out of 12. So that's...
They're three and nine.
Right. 2-8 would be a 20% winning percentage.
I thought they were 3 out of 9.
No.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's what that is.
That's math.
Yeah.
That's math for you. Some other announcements are that for all our Tufts students listening, we're having a concert here in Curtis Hall this Friday. So come through, bring your friends. It'll be really fun. Open to all Tufts students. And for any WFO DJs listening out there, we have a volunteer day this upcoming Monday. So come through the station from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and help out, get those volunteer hours in. Some radio-related things.
Nice.
Up next, we're going to have a song by Crumb, and I just wanted to play this right after the Radiohead song because the opening 20 seconds remind me so much of Radiohead song, but I can't figure out which Radiohead song it is, so maybe Lukey can help me identify.
Okay. Wait, play it under our voices so I can say it on there.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do some commentary. Maybe it's just Radiohead vibes.
I don't know. I can't hear it well enough, to be honest, to tell you.
All right, well, here's Bones by Crumb.
Thank you. more than hungry, and the cars were square and spitting diesel fumes. The bulls were running wild because they're big and mean and sacred, and the children were playing cricket with no shoes. The next morning we woke up, man, with the 7-hour drive. Well, there we were stuck in Port Blair, where boats break and children stare. And there were so many fewer questions when stars were still just the hose to heaven. Mm-hmm. And there were so many fewer questions when stars were still just the hose to heaven. Disembarking from the port with no mistakes of any sort, moving south, the engine running smooth. Officials were quite friendly once we drowned them with our sweet talk, and we bribed them with our cigarettes and booze. The next morning we woke up, man, with the sunrise to the right. Moving back north to Port Blair, where boats break and children stare. And there were so many fewer questions when stars were still just the hose to heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes, and there were so many fewer questions when stars were still just the hose to heaven.
Inside, inside, feel the same way about me as I feel about you. You know all your feelings for me inside of your heart. Let me know. Bye.
I must be a criminal.
Yo.
Keep you talking minimal.
Yo.
Cause most of it's subliminal.
Yo.
And it'll put you in a critical.
Yo.
Used to be invisible.
Yo.
They would refer to me as mythical. Sipping no mystic, and yeah, sipping slow.
Yo.
Not on my level, not on your tippy toes.
Yo.
Walking the bank and I yell, give me those.
Yo.
Hot as a stove, yeah, I'm wearing Fendi clothes.
Yo.
I'm on my spot, yeah, looking when he knows.
Yo.
My niggas eating, they getting minerals.
Yo.
If you go shots, you know my mineral.
Yo.
Up on your block, now you looking pitiful. Tend to the windows, I need a minute, yo.
Yo.
I leave your missus all mad and miserable.
Go.
You picked the wrong time to pick a fight. Your bitch a dyke, she thinks she Ike. You sipping on a drink of Spike. Enough for you to say goodnight for the rest of your life. I know your sons won't miss you. I did a favor for them niggas. You took a loss to a winner. Rick Ross, you been dinner. You ain't fly, I make your wings stop. I'm real as fuck and your ring's not. Fresh as hell like a king socks. Your real car is a slingshot. Don't need a gun, I use a slingshot. If I was a beverage, you would have to drink hot. Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Go.
Flashbacks, where your past at? Where the cash at? Ayo, past that. I will stab back. Just for bags, racks. Front on me and I'll punch your ass flat. Are you okay? Please don't ask that. I don't act black. Got a fat cat. You a rat rat. Rat a tat 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 a tat tat. Tattoos, but you can't see them. Ice cold, yeah, I'm going skiing. I get around at the Coliseum. Used to roam around with no pot to pee and I was pissed off. Get away with murder like Kristoff. You get crisscrossed in the big loft. I'm a big boss. So much sauce, I drip broth. The wait is over. I'm taking over.
Yeah.
You're overweight. You ate a soda.
Yeah.
I'm super sober. You doing coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola,
yo, yo.
Ahead of you, like a closure.
Yo.
When Troy died, I had to find some closure.
Yo.
Don't push me, bitch, I am not a stroller.
Yo.
Pop on a nigga like bread and toast.
Yo.
A double D cup, you should use a coaster.
Yo.
I'm on the post and need a Della Coaster.
Yo.
So I shop at Dover, blue faces.
Yo.
And I call them growers,
yo.
But a pecan rover. I'm that older,
yo.
Wanna be like me when I get older.
Yo.
Talk to God, then he came
yo.
Over. Talk to God, then he came
yo.
Over.
Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Yo.
Got a job, I gotta do.
Yo.
I get down and dirty too.
Yo.
What it is, what it do.
Yo.
Same shit, nothing new.
Go.
Eventually, I Cause I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too.
Heard a bunch of tunes.
Not the smoothest transition, because we decided to talk by going as the next song is playing, hey, let's talk.
Yeah, so okay. You heard Crumb's song Bones, which if you know what Radiohead song that song sounds like,
call in
at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636.
Or Skype at WFO-DJ, which no one has ever done. And it would be hilarious if someone did it. So,
I think the beginning of that song just reminds me of Radiohead songs, because it's like a similar like musical structure.
Was it maybe Jigsaw falling into place?
No, I've literally listened to the first 30 seconds of each Radiohead song today to try to figure it out, and I can't figure it out. Anyway, and then we heard Jack Johnson with Holes to Heaven, and we heard Steve Lacy's new song, "Inside." Love Steve Lacy. Tierra Whack's new song, Unemployed, which if you don't know about Tierra Whack, you're late to the game.
Yeah, you're missing out.
Look up Tierra Whack. Look up her music videos, which are wild. I mean, if she is, we're going. And then Gomez's Army Dub, which is a great throwback.
Song. That's a great song, though.
Yeah. No, I love Gomez.
That's a very...
Gomez is an underrated band.
Well, you know, they got a lot of crap for that album.
Really?
It was a real departure from what they'd done in the past. Much more acoustic alternative. And they kind of, I think that album was like 2000,
they kind of rocked it out,
one or 2002, and it was way more, I don't know, I guess you'd use the word electronic. And it was pretty innovative, I thought. It was a great album.
But I mean, it did come out in 2002, and we were 3 years.
I love that first song, but a lot of people are not a huge fan of that album.
Yeah.
Who like Gomez?
Yeah, I definitely like Gomez's newest, or well, mid-career albums.
By the way, Tierra Whack is touring. She is not going to be in Boston. She is going to be in a bunch of places, so we're sort of close. She's going to be in Montreal.
Interesting.
In August.
Interesting.
But when is that? Yeah, Friday to Sunday. Oh, at a festival, though.
Oshiaga,
yeah.
Nice.
Is that a thing that I don't know about?
Oshiaga is really fun.
Have you been?
No, but their lineups are always really good.
That's cool. Montreal's an awesome place.
It's like, yeah.
She's playing a bunch of festivals. And a festival in Philly, too.
Ooh, really?
At the end of August, yeah.
That would be really fun. Maybe I'll try to go to that one.
Made in America Festival 2019.
Interesting. Let's see. What's up? Because she's from Philly.
Yeah. She is from Philly. So, that's correct.
Seeing her in Philly would be fun. Mm-hmm. And then the last song we heard was Currents. Or, sorry, was Eventually by Tame Impala from Currents.
That's a great album, too.
One of the, yeah, definitely one of the albums of the last 5 years for me. Yeah. I just think, like, that whole album is really good.
I end up going back to it way more than Lonerism.
Yeah, which
which I loved Lonerism when that came out. And I still love Lonerism, but I...
Currents holds up really well.
Yeah, Currents does hold up really well. It really, it's just, like, beautiful. I don't know.
What are some other albums of, like, the last couple years that you've really liked?
That I've, like, loved like that?
Yeah.
That's a really good question that I might need a second to answer.
Okay. I could think of Currents.
Moonshaped Pool.
Moonshaped Pool.
For sure.
Moonshaped Pool.
Not King of Limbs, but Moonshaped Pool.
No, Moonshaped Pool is a great album. Underrated.
Yeah, I think it...
maybe it's just rated. I think it's rated.
It's rated.
I think people were like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Well, especially after King of Limbs, people were... I mean, I think King of Limbs is a very good album, but...
Yeah, I definitely listened to Moonshaped Pool much more than King of Limbs. I also... Well, I don't know if these are just, like, albums that come to mind. They're not, like, the best albums ever, but I really liked Anti by Anti, Rihanna's album.
Really?
Yeah, I really like that album. Really like Invasion of Privacy by Cardi B. Honestly,
you're gonna put those in your top.
No, I'm just listing albums that I listen to as albums.
Well, okay. I mean, I would give them definitely.
I'm just gonna give them some cred, you know.
Well, I think they deserve the cred of like being of the moment and like being like important.
Yeah,
at least Invasion of Privacy. Being of the moment.
No, but but I still maintain that like I listen to that whole album.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I'll listen to that album. And like there's
last 5 years is pretty long actually now.
Okay,
yeah. About it.
I'm thinking about like
Butterfly
maybe last
came out less than 5 years ago.
Like recently.
Okay, I'm gonna completely change the subject.
Currents.
Because I just mentioned To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Do you think Kendrick, I was talking about this with Benny recently. Benny River, DJ Tortoise, FYI, for those listeners out there.
DJ Tortoise.
I was talking to DJ Tortoise about if Kendrick Lamar was a thing of a time and not, like, the greatest rapper of all time and, like, some time, and To Pimp a Butterfly is some timeless classic that everyone thought it was. Is it a thing of a time
that
represents a time period? And I kind of felt like, to be honest. Like, it's not...
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be timeless in the sense that it'll... Like when you think of that time, it'll represent it much as the Beatles represented the '60s and things like that. But
well,
it's
you
not
can compare
be,
it to the Beatles because the Beatles are like the Beatles.
No, but I'm saying it's not gonna be like the Beatles are timeless. Like you listen to it at any time and you're like, wow, this resonates and translates. I guess it's hard for me to say that considering. Butterfly is not a subject matter necessarily meant for me, but my point is just that, you know, while some people said at the time that it would be a timeless classic and that, you know, it made them cry and all that stuff, you know, like I don't know if it still is if it's gonna hold up like that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
I already don't listen to it that much.
Right, exactly. Like I think that it really did change music. I think Kendrick was a turning point.
Yeah.
In popular music.
Oh, that's 100% true.
And I think that's the most important thing that he'll be remembered for. I mean, his artistry as well, but it totally changed the level of artistry in popular music in some ways.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think it just raised the bar, you know. So I don't know.
Well, it also changed. Not only did it change the level of artistry in popular music, but it changed the definition of pop music
of pop music.
This era now, where you know, and there's been a lot of people talking about this, where hip hop's become the pop music of the recent.
Oh yeah.
Whereas even 10 years ago, hip hop was hip hop, and it wasn't.
It wasn't
and
they popular were music.
Different. Yeah, it wasn't.
Right.
It was, it was not the culture.
Yeah.
The U.S. culture that it is now. And I saw someone I know who posted something very interesting on Facebook that I saw recently. He posted something about how U.S. is becoming similar to Brazil.
Interesting.
And I was like, what do you? And someone was like, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, as Brazil kind of absorbed this Afro-American culture that they had, and it kind of superseded, and that culture superseded the colonial culture that was in place. And he was saying, you know, I think that he's black, and he was saying that I think our culture, the black, from his perspective, his culture, black culture, is sort of doing that in America right at this exact moment.
And I
thought it was an interesting. I don't know if I agree, but it was really interesting the way he phrased that.
I gotta say, I have a really good song to follow up this conversation.
Awesome.
Can you guess what it is?
I'm not gonna try to. Well, maybe I should try to. I wanted to just like hear it and feel blown away by your song choice.
It's the most popular song in America right now.
Oh my god. Classic.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me.
Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't no more.
Gun loaded when the fire open, let it be a moment. When I shoot the sheriff, if he not demoted, then bang, bang. make it great. F the shoes fit tight, grab the guns and riot. Time to run with lions on the road to Zion. In this age of violence, time to grab the iron when I pop the silencer. It's nothing but silence when,
baby, when you hear the siren sound. I thought you was dead. Whether I win or I lose, they already think we dead. But they continue to shoot. I'm just gonna cover my head. I need to duck and I move. I bust a move when I
find a way to get on and get up and get out the crib. I was just looking into the mirror, trying to dislocate my fear. Cause you broke my heart, let me dry my tears. So serious, I'm so neglected in the wrong direction. With a long erection, got no protection. But it's fuck the world, would you bend it over, being oversensitive. But did I mention that my real intentions are really me dealing with the consequences? And I see your tone is very condescending when I talk to you, but no, you won't admit it. And I pity the fool, been trying to vent, but you ain't trying to hear it. Like I'm not a hero, but you gotta hear it. Just stop rushing me off to the side. Wow, shit. I'll say, can you see 100 dead bodies in the street? Body duns, early light, double sprite in a RPT. So proudly, lights gleam at the gun blow in the nighttime of the slum house. Little drum bone with the 1,000. Come, come, hit it, come.
Baby, when you hear the siren sound.
Missing milk, carton sold, dark is black, Marcus war starting more, Spartans Lord, prophet praise Muhammad, different stroke, Philip Drummond, gave me crack, like I'm plumbing, Jesus Christ, second coming, cut myself, now I'm numbing, never scared, never running, chosen one, I'm 100, pray for me, pray for London, guilty me, he ain't done it, gun me down, all for nothing, president, in abundance, precedent, is a puppet, gotta hate it, gotta love it, past the clouds, I rise above it, wise enough, advise the public, pistol bust, screaming, fucking Donald Trump, Donald Duck. What the fuck is the difference? Now we stuck in a rut. This ain't what I envision. What is what? What is guts? When you don't have intuition, not a saint, not a sin. Tell me what's my real religion? Genocide, Genesis. They say it's a new beginning. I'm a sinner, you a sinner. I can see the devil grinning. Damn.
for the others to make it all worthwhile. All your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like, or just wait out the evening. You'll only lead me dry. Yes, you'll only
you heard Old Town Road.
Technical difficulties.
So we've played after our conversation about how the music industry is changing. We played Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, which I feel like was an applicable song to play in that moment. And then we played Sirens by Denzel Curry, featuring G.I.D. and Billie
Eilish. There you go.
And then What Once Was by Hers.
R.I.P. Hers.
Tribute to them. super sad that they passed away. And I'm also going to throw in a quick little PSA here as we head towards bed about chronic fatigue.
Oh, bed. Oh.
Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real, and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help.
You found a short one.
There's a whole variety of PSAs to be said, to be heard by the world. I'm trying to find a new one each time, but I don't know. I don't think we'll ever read all the PSAs.
No.
Maybe someone will one day. Yeah, thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Munich Family Radio Show on 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tune in. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Again next week for more tunes.
We have one more song?
Yeah.
Cool.
See you guys later.
Peace.